doctor, what actually happens when harmful bacteria get inside a wound and start to grow?
Well, let's let the bacteriologist answer that question for you.
The harmful effects produced by bacteria are due to the fact that as the bacteria feed upon the tissues and multiply, they destroy the tissues and give off poisonous substances. One result is local infection, inflammation and decomposition of the tissue cells in the region where the bacteria have entered. Another possible result is infection in other parts of the body caused by the bacteria and their poisons getting into the bloodstream. They feed on and destroy the healthy blood cells and may be deposited at other points where they may form other abscesses. Eventually, the infection may reach and destroy a vital organ, such as the heart or lung.
That's what they call blood poisoning, Joe, and it's pretty serious.
Yeah, I know that all right. Gosh, I'll bet an infection can make you pretty sick.
Well, take that little cut of yours and assume that you didn't have it attended to. Let's look at what might happen from the physical standpoint.
Okay.
If an infection set in, the first thing you would notice would be an inflammation, swelling and soreness in the vicinity of the wound. The swelling of your finger and hand would continue to increase, and you would notice sharp pains running up into your forearm. By the time the pains reached your elbow, your hand would be pretty well swollen and discolored. You'd start to run a fever, and you'd feel pretty sick. By this time, you'd be in bed and have a doctor. Tubes would be inserted in your arm and hand at various points to drain the pus and to attempt to keep the infection localized.
And if it couldn't be kept there?
Then you'd be in bad shape. The bloodstream would carry the infection to other parts of your body, and other abscesses would begin to form. There would be the constant danger of the germs attacking and destroying one or more vital organs.
Then what?
You'd die, of course.
But most infections are cured up all right, aren't they?
Oh, that depends. Sometimes when an infection has gained some headway, it is possible to arrest its action and allow the hand to heal properly. In other cases, the necessary lancing and draining, combined with the action of the bacteria on the tissues, will leave the hand badly scarred or even deformed.
That sounds bad enough.
Yes, but sometimes the infection gets such a start or works so fast that amputation is necessary to stop it spreading.
Holy gee. Say, are there lots of cases of infection?
Joe, infections are one of the most important causes of lost time in industry. Just the other day, I was talking to a representative of the National Safety Council. Here's what he said.
Infections are the cause of a large percentage of the disabilities resulting from industrial accidents. Every year, there are between 100,000 and 125,000 infection cases resulting from injuries which occur at work. Many hundreds of these result fatally, and many thousands leave the victims permanently scarred and often crippled. Most infection cases involve the fingers and hands. Records show that 3 out of 4 injuries which develop infection were not promptly reported at the time of the accident. It is a well-recognized fact that industrial injuries treated within 15 minutes of their occurrence rarely become infected. On the other hand, wounds which are left untreated for half an hour or longer frequently do become infected, even though they are then properly treated.
So you see, Joe, this infection business is pretty serious.
I'll say it is. It's more serious than I thought.
Time. That's why I say that it's common sense to have even the smallest cut or scratch attended to immediately by the plant doctor or nurse. Remember that when treatment is prompt, infection is rare. And don't let anybody kid you that it's silly to have small injuries attended to either. Fred Smith, your foreman, is a wise old-timer, and he knows the danger of infection. That's why he insisted that you come down here without any delay. As a matter of fact, he knows from experience, and he could tell you.
Yes, I can tell you why it's important to get first aid first. One day a wrench slipped and I scuffed my knuckles. I didn't bother about any first aid. Well, a day or so later, it began to swell up and hurt. Even then, I didn't worry much until the pain began to get up into my arm. In a couple of days, I had the prettiest looking hand you ever saw. It had to be lanced several times. Finally, they got it stopped, and it's about as good as ever now. But I lost a lot of time, and it cost me plenty. And all because I neglected a little scratch. Now I take the time to have them fixed up right away, and I see that my men do it too.
Fred was lucky. You see, he might be going around without a hand.
Gee, I'll say he was.
But sometimes the victims aren't so lucky. For example, there's Sam out at the gate. He can tell you some things about infection, too.
You bet I can. See this empty sleeve? I had a good arm there once. One day I ran a sliver into the palm of my hand. One of the boys used his pocket knife to dig it out, but it didn't heal up the way it should have. You should have seen my hand and arm a week later. I was in the hospital 2 months. Well, they finally had to take it off to save my life. I was a tool maker. Now I'm tending gate and glad to have that. Don't let anyone kid you about the danger of small injuries. My advice is to get first aid first.
And Sam is right. Unfortunately, he learned his lesson too late.
Now I begin to see why this infection business is so important and why Fred sent me down here.
Yes, the management can try to impress upon its employees the danger of infection at safety meetings and by means of posters and other safety material. Also by the cooperation of department heads, foremen, and old-timers in the plant. But the actual preventive work is up to the individual worker. If he can be made to realize that the 10 or 15 minutes it takes to have a small injury attended to immediately may save him weeks in the hospital, a permanent scar or deformity, the loss of a hand or finger, or even save his life, then this infection problem will be licked.
That's right. It is up to us.
Joe, the old saying, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure, is more true in the case of infection than anything else I can think of. You go back to your job and remember that. And remember to practice it, too.
You bet I will, Doctor. I've learned my lesson right here. And it hasn't cost me any time off, nor an arm or a hand either.
Yes, Joe has learned his lesson. And I sincerely hope that every one of you people in this audience has learned it, too. I hope you understand now how the slightest and most insignificant cut or injury can, very easily, result in disfigurement, dismemberment, or death, with the accompanying suffering and financial loss. There are two simple, obvious ways to prevent infection, and neither of them will cost you anything. First, be careful. Don't get hurt. Second, if you do get hurt, have it attended to immediately. Make this slogan a part of your everyday working habits. Tell it to your fellow workmen. Always remember it. Always practice it. Get first aid first.